Last year, we, as a service, attended 1,154 cases in Kent. And I should point out also that we can do that because of the generosity of the people who support us. We are treating the most acute cases, so those people that our service went to attend to are the people who are the most seriously injured in road traffic accidents. They're the most critically ill as a result of a medical emergency. That might be acute stroke, cardiac arrest, and sadly also we're seeing victims of violence and self-harm. I think what's really unique and significant about our service is that we are actually taking the expert medical team to the patient. So our crew will always comprise a specialist doctor and a critical care paramedic. And they are taking that expert medical care to the roadside, to the site of the incident, to the sports field, whatever it happens to be. And I think if you look at the characteristics of our region, we cover the whole of Kent, East and West Sussex and Surrey. It's a very big region. It's 4.5 million people, but also some of it is really semi-rural, so we're covering a vast area. And if you consider that there are parts of Kent that are 2 hours from a major trauma centre by road, a really important aspect of our service, not only in taking the medical crew to the patient, but also being able to get that patient to a major trauma centre within about 25 minutes. And anywhere in our region, we can reach a patient within 25 minutes. I think also it's worth pointing out that we cover an area that has probably the densest, most congested network of motorways in Europe. Another important aspect also is that we're seeing an increasing number of older people and they're presenting more complex needs. And I think it's fair to say we're also seeing an increase in invasive knife wounds. So we know that our crews are saving lives. They're making a massive difference to the medical outcomes of patients. And that obviously has an impact not just on the individual themselves, on their return to work or to a normal life, but also on their family and on the wider community.